Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying though. Just go.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 9 of The Good Life. I'm your host, Mike Safosnick. Judging by no intro music, you know what that means. Chuck Philpott, my co-host, is MIA right now. Missing again. He goes out last night. You know the deal. You don't hear from Chuck for 2 days. No worries, though. My best friend's filling in again. Co-host, Justin Walker. What's going on, Just?
How you doing, bro? How's everybody doing out there today?
Not too much. What's good, Slim? How are you?
I'm having a
I really
great
appreciate
day,
you doing
man.
The show. I really appreciate you doing the show. Now listen, why are we doing an afternoon show? We got like 50 or 70 listeners right now. We really didn't promote this. It's an afternoon show. Everyone's gonna be listening to this on demand. But I told you from the beginning when we started the show, we're gonna get some good guests on here. Last week we had WNBA superstar Jen Dorobejanik on. This week we're gonna have Mike Moustakas, who's gonna win the 2012 American League Rookie of the Year, third baseman for the Royals. Obviously Chris Canty from the New York Giants. Houston Texan quarterback Matt Schaub, but they all take a back seat. Justin, you know what university I live and die for. So when a player from that university wants to call my radio show, maybe I was harassing him a little bit to be on the show, it's all good. So, welcome to the Good Life Radio Show, 6'10", Daniel Orton. Mr. Orton, you're on the air, buddy. Thank you for calling the Good Life.
Oh, no problem, no problem at all.
Listen, I really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out of your day for a quick interview. First of all, how's the knee?
It's good. It's good. Feeling good. I'm doing rehab on it every day just to keep it strong, keep it healthy.
Good. Daniel Orton, won the 15 Kentucky Wildcats who are in the NBA right now. Listen, Daniel, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions real quick just to get my first interview going. When did you realize basketball wasn't just a sport for you? It wasn't just a game. It was going to be your livelihood, and it was going to be the way you supported your family. When was that moment that you knew it?
I think it kind of hit me when I was in eighth grade. Going into my ninth grade year, I grew about 13 inches in one summer, and I got really tall. And we played in the tournament in Texas, it was like a couple of guys that wanted to move me down to Texas. They said that they'd get my mom and dad both jobs, get them both cars, and get them a house or whatever. It's when it kind of hit me how big the game of basketball really is and how much it can really help and provide for your family.
All right, now listen, I'm a huge Kentucky fan. Big Blue Nation from up here in New York. How is it down there with Kentucky fans? Is it beyond intense? Are you beyond a rock star down there?
I mean, it's indescribable, probably. I mean, there's nothing I can use. I mean, yeah, you're pretty much a rock star, but, I mean, you just praise wherever you go, and the people just love you and accept you. I mean, the thing I realized that really kind of hit me is people I didn't even know were talking about, they felt like they were my grandmother, like my mother. You know, you just become a part of that family, which is really incredible.
That's absolutely insanity. I'm telling you, I became a Kentucky fan in 92, the famous Christian Laettner game. As a joke, I'm rooting for Kentucky when everyone's rooting for Duke. As a joke, they lose, and all of a sudden I felt like you have a love affair with this team. It's insane what Kentucky does. All right, Danny, listen to me. You were first-round pick, Orlando Magic. What's the first thing you splurged on? You got paid. What's the first thing you bought? Your first big purchase?
It took me a while, but I want to say a Stanza for my car.
And what kind of car is that?
It was like a car. The car's behind you, nothing special. I mean, it's a simple car, but I mean, I think the system I got in the car is like almost as much as the car itself.
That's great. That's phenomenal. Okay, a few more questions. I don't want to bother you all day. Why number 21?
My favorite number is 33 for like a lot of reasons. But 21 is always my favorite number. Like when I was a little kid, I kind of always watched Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan growing up, and they were like two of my favorite players. So it just made sense after I couldn't get 33 because of Ryan Anderson and just go ahead and go with 21.
All right. How hard is it defending the big guy? How hard is it defending Dwight Howard?
I mean, it's probably one of the hardest matches I've ever had in my life. No, it is one of the hardest matches I've ever had in my life. But, I mean, it's tough to come in to the NBA, you know, you're a big man, a rookie or whatever, and that your first challenge every day is the best center in the league, probably one of the best centers of all time. So, I mean, it's a lot of things people don't take into consideration, but, I mean, it's something you got to think about and be logical about.
Okay, listen, without naming names or getting into particulars, is it tough for the team a few weeks ago just to constantly hear trade rumors? Is it tough every day reading the newspapers? I'm up here in New York, and all we heard was trade rumors without mentioning people's names. Is it tough on the team? Does it take its toll?
No. I mean, a lot of guys, we have a lot of veterans, a lot of vets on our team, so they're kind of used to it. And really, it's just more so than anything, it's a business. So, I mean, you're just kind of used to hearing that stuff, never knowing what's going to happen, who's going to be there from day to day. And it kind of hit me last year whenever the trade went down with, like, Rashard, Vince,
mm-hmm.
Mikal Petras and Marcin Gortat, it kind of hit me like, dang, you know, some guys are here one day, gone the next, and that's just how it goes.
It's crazy. It's actually, I have a lot of friends in the NFL. It's a business. All right, listen,
yeah.
We were going to do the interview last week. Our schedules didn't work out. I had my fantasy draft. I had the number one pick overall. I won't ask you who to pick number one. I had LeBron. I could have picked LeBron or Kevin Durant. Forget about Dwight Howard, who should have won number one. I know that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Who would you have taken, LeBron or Durant, number one?
I'd go with LeBron maybe because I'm thinking he gets more rebounds and more, well, maybe more assists too.
That's exactly why I took him. All right, I'll make it quick, real quick. Just give us one. Here we go. Favorite movie.
Favorite movie. John Q.
Favorite food.
Salmon.
All right, you have three dinner guests. Give me your three dinner guests you can have dinner with.
Three dinner guests. Ooh, that's a good question. Martin Luther King. Who else? Martin Luther King. Ooh, probably John Wooden. That's a good one.
Okay.
And who else? I'm trying to think. Any ideas?
I won't put you on the spot too much. I have a funny story. I actually just finished a John Wooden book around 2 weeks ago. You probably knew this anyway. You know he used to take a whole practice, this is the truth, just to tell the team, a four-hour practice, how to properly wear their socks and tie their shoes so they wouldn't get blistered.
Tie their shoes. Yeah, true.
It's insane. All right, here we go. I'm going to finish up. Who's the coolest person right now on your telephone? We take Daniel Lawrence's telephone, we scroll through it. Who's the coolest person on your phone right now?
Besides J.J. Redick. Besides J.J. Redick.
Here we go, Daniel. That's my co-host, Justin Walker. Diehard Duke fan. It's disgusting. Of course, he chimes in with his J.J. Redick act. Cool. Right now, you're out. Who's your cool right now? You can impress somebody with your phone.
It's probably like a tie between maybe Vince Carter, Rashard Lewis, and then Dwight Howard.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Are you still in touch with any Kentucky guys? Wall, Bledsoe, Cousins?
Yeah, we keep in touch every now and again. I mean, especially when we come into town, we hang out and get to see each other and all that stuff. But, I mean, everybody has their own schedules and stays busy, so you don't really want to take everybody's time. You kind of understand, too.
Okay, of course. All right, here we go. One, real quick, did you get my Christmas card I sent down to you?
I did. Appreciate it. I just got it yesterday because I was in the mail.
All right, cool. Listen, real quick, I'm not going to get into why January 25th is a big day for you, but I'm pretty sure they're going to make the right decision for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Big day. Real quick, what are your plans for New Year's? You got anything good going on?
For the year? Or for New Year's, you say?
No, New Year's Eve. What do you got? You got a big party going to? Anything good going on?
Oh, no, I'll probably just get ready because we got a game on New Year's. So, I mean, you can't do anything too crazy. Just maybe go out for like maybe an hour and then head home, get some rest.
Listen, Daniel Lauren, I really appreciate you calling the Good Life Radio Show. When we hang up, I'm going to inbox you the show. You can retweet it to get me some listeners on the show. You mind doing
that? Do that. Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks a lot,
Dan. Appreciate it.
Listen, good luck. Stay healthy this year, and God bless. All right, buddy? Thank you for calling the Good Life Radio Show.
Thank you.
See you later, buddy. That was Daniel Orton, Orlando Magic, backup center, Dwight Howard. His season last year was hampered by injuries. When he was in high school, he was actually the number one recruited center coming out. Chose the University of Kentucky, and here's what a stand-up guy Daniel Orton is. Excuse me. Billy Gillespie recruited Daniel Orton hard. He was he's 6'10", 6'11", center. They don't come around anymore. He's agile. He can score. He can rebound. He can block. Billy Gillespie gets fired from Kentucky, which I'm glad it happened. We're not going to get into all the politics about it. Coach Cal comes in, and Orton could have transferred anywhere he wanted. He could have went to Kansas, Oklahoma. He decides to stay in Kentucky with Cousins, work his ass off, and became a first-round pick. So I see a really bright future ahead of him. I didn't want to get into why January 25th is a big day, but the reason January 25th is really important for Mr. Orton is that that's when the Orlando Magic is going to decide if they're going to pick up his contract or not. If not, he'll be a free agent at the end of the season. So the new rookie deal, it's a real big day for him. I know he didn't want to get into it, and when I spoke to him before the show, he really didn't want to talk about any of that. So, Just, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much, man. Just riding around the beautiful city of D.C. There's a ton of women out today, even though it's cold. You know, every time winter comes around, we have to decide whether or not, you know, leggings or sundresses. You know, that's our big topic that we always talk about. There's a lot of leggings out here today, man. I'm loving it.
Okay, so we talk every day, Just. We talked every day for the last 15, 20 years. I tweeted the other day, follow me on Twitter, @MikeSaffo. I'm going to tell you right now, leggings are the reason I wake up in the morning. I actually tweeted the other day, whoever invented leggings or yoga pants, it is just, it's genius. It's comfortable on the girls, which I can care less about. The way they look is just, it's insane, Justin. It really is. It's insane the way they look.
There are so many leggings and Uggs out here. I'm so excited.
No, I don't like the leggings and Uggs. I just like the leggings. Listen, we have around 60 listeners right now. I didn't really promote the show right now. I know the great Daniel Orton is going to retweet this. We'll get a lot of listeners to his interview. Hopefully it came out all right. How'd it sound, Justin? The interview was all right?
It was a great job.
Thank you. All right, we're going to get a little angry Irish, man. Justin, I'll tell you real quick what happened last night. Last night, after I finished up the show, I was going to go down to maybe do a little visit to you. I was going to go down to see Jen Dev down in UVA. But what happened was Chuck was here. I also – Larry stopped by. Larry hasn't been to the compound in a few months, actually. Larry comes by. We throw in the Hangover 2. We're watching that. We're laughing a little bit. You know Larry, texting nonstop. That's all that kid does. So we decide to go up to McGinn's, get some wings, get some burgers. There's a sponsor. McGinn's, sponsor us. We love your place. We're hanging out there, Just, and the conversation comes up about best quarterback ever. Chuck was there. Unfortunately, Chuck is missing right now. No one knows where Chuck is, and I appreciate you jumping in and filling the spot for him. I know we do a lot of jokes on the show. I'm going to punch in Larry right now. I wish I could punch Larry right now, but we're going to punch in Larry right now. LB, you're on the air, LB. How are you, buddy?
Yo, what's happening?
What?
Jaywalk, you actually left his apartment. I'm shocked.
Yeah, no, wait. Justin, may I tell him the reason you left your apartment?
Sure.
Okay, LB, so he texted me. He's like, he calls me. He's like, Mo, you want to know why I'm so lazy? I'm like, always, my man. He's like, I'm starving. I don't feel like going to the store. Get out of the car. It's too cold out. I don't feel like cooking. So his one boy works he's a manager of Five Guys Burger Place down there. So Justin decides, I'll pick him up from work just to get free food.
Amazing. Love your head, Justin.
Love
okay,
that.
Listen, LB. We can do.
Yes,
today was a quick show. The main reason the show today was just to interview Daniel Orton. That's what I wanted to do. Him and I have been working out a scheduling. I guess he has another job in the NBA that's a little more important than my radio show. I beg to differ. But whatever. Justin, real quick. We were talking last night. The conversation came up about Tim Tebow. And you know how I feel about Tebow. He's a gimmick quarterback. I can never get the image out of my face of when he does a little run and a little fairy pass in the end zone. He belongs at the University of Miami, not at Florida. Besides that being the point, and funny thing right now, just as I'm talking right now about Tim Tebow, I get a BBM from Wagner football quarterback Nick Dasha. He says, here's a quote, just, Snuff, don't say a word about Jesus. I'll kill you. Thank God Nick's in California. And because of Nick, we're going to have Mike Moustakas on the air probably the beginning of the new year. I don't want to get anything before. We're not going to do anything New Year's Eve. Justin, we were talking last night about the five best quarterbacks that we've ever seen in college football. So we're going to make it quick because Chuck's not here, thank God, to scream and curse and flip out on me. Justin, give me your five. I'll give my five. And then we'll get LB, who probably can't name five quarterbacks, to give his five. You go, Justin. No order. Give me your top five.
Like you said, no chronological order. I would say the best five quarterbacks that I've seen, which would probably, paying attention probably the last 15 years. I'm going to go with Tim Tebow's up there. You have to give that man his respect. 50 touchdowns, two, a Heisman Trophy, and two national championships. Pay that man his respect. I know you hate on him, but great college football player.
Okay.
Another one, this one I actually had the privilege of seeing up close and personal. Number 7 out of Virginia. Went to Virginia Tech from hometown Virginia. My man, Michael Vick.
Okay.
That boy, Uki. Obviously, yes, I Cam Newton. Warrior.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Peyton Manning.
Okay.
And
give us your last one.
Five, I will go with Charlie Ward.
Okay. LB, give us your five.
As of last night, we were talking about this, and I think I named all the same ones. I didn't have Tebow on there, but I did say he's a winner. I can't stand the guy. I don't think he's a quarterback, but he does win. I did have...
Yes, of course.
I did have my man from Syracuse, ranked number 5, formerly of the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I did have Donovan McNabb, because he ran that option phenomenal up there.
Okay.
Solid. And I also did, on the back end, for college, I believe, didn't I last night have David Carpenter having 46 touchdown passes?
Yes, you did. You know what? That's and LB, listen, we joke around with you a lot. You're extremely knowledgeable. David Carr was an amazing college. So, LB, give us your five, LB. You got David Carr up there. Okay.
Remember, no order. David, I'm going to take my senior year. David Carr, McNabb, Michael Vick, Peyton Manning, and I don't know, who's my fifth one? I did say Cam last night. Because
yes, you did. You were all Cam.
So that was my five. And I do give as much as I hate him, I don't think he's a quarterback. He does win, but he's not a quarterback. He's a winner. But you said that doesn't count, but he does win games.
Well, listen, my thing is when we have
the kid from Hawaii and Carr and all these
things. Oh, see. Yeah, let me give my top five. Just, I wanted to tell one quick story. My top five in no order. You see, I actually have 6 on mine, and I can do that because I'm the host. Cope right in Hawaii.
Bro, I just want to say, the conferences are horrible.
Okay, you're right. I'm just going to give my
every quarterback I named. Every quarterback I named was ACC, SEC, and I think that was pretty much it.
Okay.
And
so I'm going to make it quick.
And Michael Vick played in the Big East.
All right, listen. Cole Brennan, Peyton Manning, Charlie Ward. No one said Vince Young, Michael Vick, Cam Newton, and here's who I think's the best.
If David Carr took Fresno State to a national championship, then maybe I would have mentioned him too.
Oh, no, I'm talking about personally stat-wise. He's got 46 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in his senior year. That's absurd. That's half of what Tebow threw his career. That's more than half of what Tebow threw for his career.
All right, so anyway, and Tommy Frazier's last. Tommy Frazier from the University of Nebraska. That's it. I think he's the best one.
Really? We're going with Tommy Frazier? The guy couldn't even hack it in Canadian football. You're talking about Tommy Frazier?
First of all, Canada is the worst place on earth. So I hate Canada. You know that.
Actually, you love Canada. You love Canada, my friend. You love Canada.
Well, why would I love Canada?
I think about 10 years ago, we took a trip to visit one of my many ex-girlfriends. And
yes, Amanda.
Wow. Really?
If we're going to tell the story, we have 8 minutes. Can you tell it in 8 minutes?
I can tell it in 8 minutes. I can tell it in less than 8 minutes.
No, you tell it in 8 minutes. Go, because I'm going to jump in, because I know you're going to try to blow me up.
So, we're going to visit my ex-girlfriend. And, you know, first we get there on Friday, drinking that heavily alcohol-concentrated Canadian beer. And
a little bit.
We're going out. I'm like, Mike, went out with 3 girls. One of them, she's really hot, has a boyfriend, but you never know.
She was beautiful.
New York swag, hot chick, boyfriend, maybe you could pull it. You know, she's probably dating some loser from Canada.
And you also think that's going to be the hottest one. I'll never forget, we drive up there, you're like, snuff. There's 3 chicks coming out, just the hottest one. Okay, finish.
Second one, a little easier. Definitely could have some situations there. Plus, she likes a little backdoor action, if you know what I mean.
She speaks Greek for the prostitute listeners that we have. She speaks Greek, the second girl. Okay, Justin, the third girl.
Train wreck, down for whatever.
Okay, so just 7 minutes. Let's go.
So we go out, and we're in the club maybe 2 minutes, and I hadn't seen my girlfriend at the time for a couple weeks. So I'm like, I'm getting out of here. We're going back to the hotel room to get it popping.
Yes.
I'm like,
you are. You
going to be right here.
Yes. You did. You said, you're going to be okay. I'm like, I don't know anyone's name. And if you remember, you drove there. I didn't have a jacket. All I wore was a jeans and a T-shirt. Okay, finish.
Well, that's par for the course. When, you know, it's 15 degrees outside and you have on a T-shirt and shorts.
Okay.
So I leave him in the club. I go home with my girlfriend, and we, you know, we do our thing.
No, you didn't do your thing. You actually destroyed the hotel room to the point where we were asked not to come back the second night.
All right, guys.
So I don't know what you guys did in that.
It was going down. I think we broke. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right,
anyway.
We got 6 minutes. Finish it. Let's finish this up.
All right. So long story short, I leave him at the bar with all these girls. He goes back to their place, and he's downstairs allegedly making out with the hot one.
Wow. Okay, I've never lied in my life about a girl. You know that.
Goes upstairs, and the one that likes the backdoor action was actually the hot one's sister. So he climbs
in
the bed.
Justin, let me cut you off for 1 second, okay? I'm down. So everyone goes to sleep. Everyone's a little intoxicated. Everyone goes to sleep. So the girls, I was 21 at the time. I'm 20 years old. The 19-year-old is waiting for her boyfriend, the hot one. So I get a kiss out of her. I'm like, listen, I'm never going to see you again. I use the pity game. We make out. That's it. I go upstairs now to the girl who speaks Greek, and that's the hot chick's sister. Okay, go, Just.
Gets in the bed of her, kind of gives her the little, you know, he's trying to spoon with her, poking her in the back. And she's like, you're disgusting. You went downstairs with my sister. Get out of here.
And then she's like, the rumors aren't true.
And the rumors aren't true. Because he was trying to...
Okay, come on, finish it up. Okay.
Then he goes to the other girl's room. And she's like, what's all your third choice? He's like, no way, you were my first choice.
I just want to tuck everyone in.
She was a train wreck anyway. She didn't care. Even if he did hook up with all of them, she still would have went third. So they're fooling around with her. And he's asking, he's forcing this young girl to do dirty things. And she refuses.
No. All joking, we have a lot of listeners. The girl and myself, we both consented to it. She was less aggressive than I was. She was performing. Finish up, Just. Go.
He's like, do this. She's like, okay, hurry up. And he throws a glass of water all over her brand new computer.
Wait, listen, hold on. We got 3 minutes left. We should have really did a 45-minute show. So she stops the act, and I'm like, whoa, dude, finish up. She's like, no. I'm sorry, Mom. Mom, if you listen, I'm sorry. It was 11 years ago. So I'm like, no. So I might have been a little angry, and I kind of, like, hit the red solo glass cup. And you hear, I look all over her brand-new laptop computer. Oh, okay. We finish the act. Now, Justin, how do you walk in the morning with 3 minutes left in the show?
I walk in with my girlfriend. We bust open the room door, and I'm like, I told you my boy was going to get it in with one of your friends.
Now, listen, Justin, let me pause you for a second. So I did, you know, we actually, I think we just cuddled the whole night, this girl and I. Remember, 11 or 12 years ago, so I'm cuddling with her, and I hear Justin literally kick the door open. He's like, I told you, my boy was going to do work. He was going to do work. So I'm like, oh my, now I'm really embarrassed. So I wake up, I'm like, this is horrendous. So all the girls are in the kitchen, right, Justin? Remember all the girls are in the kitchen?
Yes, sir.
And it is like, it's like 10 degrees out. I whisper to him, I'm like, guy, listen. I'm like, I kind of hooked up with all of them. I need to get out of here. I'm really uncomfortable. He's like, I'll never forget this. He goes, I got you, bro. I got you. I'm like, oh, obviously you got me. You're my best friend. You got me. Well, I'm like, listen, guy, I'm just going to do this little dip. I went right through the side door. I'm standing outside in front of his car. Now, remember, I'm in jeans and T-shirt and my scarf, and I'm cold. I'm like, fuck, where is he, man? Mate, where is he? It's 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes. I have no service on my Nextel phone. Now, it's like 15 minutes. Now, I'm close to having frostbite and dying right here, hypothermia. I look in. Justin's having a lovely sit-down dinner, sit-down breakfast with all four girls. Oh, they're laughing, having the time of their life, and I'm outside freezing my ass off. Now, Josh, listen to me. Now, Josh, listen, we have literally 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the show. Do you want to just end it with the end story? Because this is an embarrassing moment in my life. So the hotel tells us not to stay over, basically get the F out of the hotel. Whatever we did upstairs in the room, which I did none of it, it was Justin and Amanda acting like savages. So Amanda's aunt and uncle and five kids were nice enough to let Justin and I sleep over. Justin, what happened then, buddy?
Again, the host of the show has a slight alcoholic beverage consumption problem. And he's just sitting in the living room
12 years ago
with his family, and he's pounding Labatt, which has like 15% alcohol. He's just pounding these.
And remember,
Josh,
we're 20 years old right now.
We were definitely legal.
Okay.
Even though that you only have to be like 14 to drink in Canada.
No. All right, come on, finish it up. We got a minute left. Finish this story up.
He's laying on the couch, pounding beers all night, wakes up in the morning. Her aunt is
No, remember, No, Josh, what? Rewind. Remember I said to you when I'm like, Josh, I think the aunt wants me.
Once he gets hammered, he's like, I think the aunt wants me. I'm like,
she has like five kids.
She's happily married with all these kids that were in the house. The husband's right there. Even if she did want you, she's not going to be like, oh, honey, go to the store while I get it popping with little Mike.
So convinced this lady wants me.
She gets up in the morning. She's cooking us all a nice breakfast. Whole family's sitting at the table. The drunk host, Mike, wakes up and just rips the nastiest, loudest fart ever, you know, that anyone could possibly ever do. He didn't get up. He's so uncouth. He doesn't get up to go to the bathroom. Close the door. He eats breakfast, and all he hears, and just stinks up the whole house. I was so embarrassed. God.
Listen to me. It was a great story. It's funny, Jess. I'm actually, we have like four or five people. I don't know the phone number who are calling in right now. Listen, we have 30 seconds left. We're actually going to finish the story more in depth. Josh, just say goodbye to the audience, please.
Have a great time, folks. I'll be back here probably tomorrow. Chuck, we miss you.
All right, listen, tomorrow on tomorrow's show, we're most likely interviewing Justin's brother, Cheddar Bang. Listen to me. Everyone have a great day. Remember, all you have to do today is smile. Thank you, Daniel Wharton, for calling the show. Thank you, Justin Walker. Thank you, LB. Everyone have a great day. This is The Good Life.